Hello, Lila here. So this is for anyone who has finished or posted a script, not really knowing exactly how to feel about it. Maybe you explored some really dark themes and pushed your limits as a writer. Maybe you depicted fantasies that go against your values in real life. Maybe you're worried that people might think your script went too far. Maybe you're worried that they will take offense or perhaps even not see you as a good person anymore. Maybe you explored themes that had to do with non-consent and you're worried that it awoke someone's real life post-traumatic stress. Or maybe you worry that they'll actually think you want to be a rapist or to get raped in real life. If you're anything like me, you probably also have a more rational part of your brain that tells you other things. Maybe that part tells you that what you write is fiction and does not reflect on your own value or decency as a human being. Perhaps you try to tell yourself that books hailed as classics today often have portrayed rapists, murderers, real-life sadists, and so on. Also, if you're anything like me, that rational part of your brain is sometimes not enough to calm your worries. Maybe you need someone else to remind you of all of these things, and that's precisely why I'm speaking to you. I want you to know that I have seen, heard, and read about so many writers who have struggled with these same feelings. I want to remind you that you are not alone. I want you to ask yourself if you would judge other writers the way you might be judging yourself right now. If the answer is no, I think you know deep down that you deserve more kindness from yourself. You deserve to let yourself fantasize, speculate, experiment. If the result of that process is something dark and disturbing, remember, that is only part of your imagination, and that's okay. You're still just as capable of love, respect, and kindness as you have always been. Perhaps you also feel emotionally drained after intensely exploring your darker sides. That is common too and perfectly normal. If you feel this way, I want you to promise me to treat yourself to something else. Something that can get you in touch with all of those other sides of your personality. Sides that might be goofy and silly or sweet and tender or whatever you need to get your emotions back into balance. So, in conclusion, remember that many others feel like you, and also don't hesitate to reach out to this welcoming community and verbalize your worries. There is a really good chance that you unintentionally might make someone else feel better, that you might make them feel less alone with their thoughts and concerns. And if you have no one you can think of voicing your thoughts and feelings to at the moment, you can always comment on this audio and share whatever is on your mind with the world. I promise you, I will not judge you. And no one else has the right to. Now, in return, will you promise me to take care of yourself and be kind to yourself? Please. Thank you. Lots of love from the GWA community to you, whoever you may be.